91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy. I'm Matt Kerr with 91X News. Like a deer caught in headlights, a deer was hit by a car on Highway 37 near Harmony Road. The car sustained substantial damage, but the driver was not injured. Central Hastings OPP would like to remind drivers to stay alert during early morning hours, at dusk, and at night. Use high beam lights as much as possible while traveling at night to increase visibility and never attempt extreme maneuvers to avoid collision. Police say no one was found inside a car pulled from the Napanee River in Napanee, in eastern Ontario. Provincial police divers were called in Wednesday after the vehicle entered the river late Tuesday night, near King Street East. The vehicle was found submerged several meters from shore. Officers say the car had been stolen. Napanee OPP have not released the make or model of the car as the investigation is ongoing. A Bank of Montreal report on our soaring dollar says we can pretty much kiss lower retail prices goodbye. The bank looked at the prices of a variety of goods, everything from DVDs to running shoes, and found they cost an average of about 20% more here than in the U.S. That's up a spread of just 7% in 2009, even though the loonie is 30% higher. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff started off talking up a proposed green renovation tax credit this morning, but he quickly turned to politics, attacking the Tories over an email staffer sent out asking for people in ethnic costume to serve as a backdrop at an event tonight with the Prime Minister. Harper hasn't commented on the controversy, but the Toronto candidate says the staffer is no longer with his campaign. NDP leader Jack Layton will pop into Montreal's famed Schwartz Deli this afternoon and wrap up his day by watching tonight's Montreal-Boston NHL playoff game at a sports bar. The Métis Nation Saskatchewan wants to encourage Aboriginals to vote in the May 2nd election. President Robert Doucette says none of the parties appear attuned to issues affecting Métis people. He says he hopes to take note of the power of the Métis and Aboriginal vote could have in some urban ridings. The Métis Nation of the Federation of Saskatchewan Indian Nations are organizing candidate forums in Regina, Saskatoon, and Prince Albert. The Liberals have released an ad featuring a flatlining heart monitor to attack Prime Minister Stephen Harper's past comments on health care. The ad suggests Harper will slash funding and privatize sectors to rebalance the federal books. The Conservative leader is campaigning in Quebec today, where he faced questions about a party emailing asking supporters to wear ethnic costumes. Harper calls it bizarre and says that there is no way the party does business. A Quebecer who spent 8 years behind bars before being acquitted by the Supreme Court 30 years later is getting $13.1 million in compensation. The federal government will give Regine Hintz $8.6 million, while Quebec will pony up $4.5 million. Hintz, who is now in his early 70s, was imprisoned after 1961 armed robbery. He was sentenced to 15 years in 1964 and was paroled in 1969. That's 91X News at 2:03. Here's Nick Liard with sports.
The Picton Pirates look to right the ship as they face elimination in Game 4 of the Smalls Cup semifinals. The Alliston Hornets look to sweep the Pirates tonight at 8 p.m. The NFL and its locked-out players have resumed mediation. Commissioner Roger Goodell was among the group of owners that arrived at the federal courthouse in Minneapolis. Former union head Damaris Smith headlined the players' group in the first meeting between the two sides since March 11th, when the old collective bargaining agreement expired. Philadelphia Flyers defenseman Chris Pronger is out for Game 1 against Buffalo. Pronger, a former NHL MVP, has been sidelined since having a hand surgery in March. He also missed time with a foot injury and was limited to 50 games this season. He skated and held a stick during practice this week, but the Flyers say he won't play Thursday. He remains day-to-day. Pronger has said he is very confident he will play against the Sabres. Tonight, Montreal kicks off its series in Boston, and the other game, the injury-riddled Los Angeles Kings head to San Jose. The Jays have the night off tonight after fighting off the sweep in Seattle last night. Jose Bautista hit his third dinger of the season in an 8-3 Jays win. In total, there are 11 games tonight in the MLB. Remember to send us your league or team scores at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Matt Kerr with weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, clearing late this afternoon with a high of 12. Tonight, clear with a low of -3. Tomorrow, sunny with increasing cloudiness late in the evening and a high of 8. On Saturday, there will be some rain and wind with a high of 4. It's 11 degrees. I'm Matt Kerr with Nick Liard. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 3.